Welcome to the July 11th edition of the Idaho Sports Report, also known as the IdahoSports.com podcast. You can call it whatever you want, as long as you listen. That's all we ask. Just listen to the podcast. It's full of all sorts of good information. So let's kick it off with more coaching changes from around the state. Football coaches, we have North Fremont hiring Dee Harrison as their new football coach. Over at West Jeff, Ben Lenz was hired as their football coach. And South Fremont has hired Chad Hill to lead their football program. Mark this on your calendar. The NHL exhibition hockey game between the Dallas Stars and the Minnesota Wild is happening September 25th at CenturyLink Arena. Even though it's an exhibition game, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's good hockey right there. And this from the Magic Valley Times News. The College of Southern Idaho softball team has been named an all-academic team by the NJCAA for the sixth consecutive year. Any athletic team posting a team GPA of 3.0 or better earns the distinction. CSI's team GPA was 3.22, and the softball program was the only CSI team honored. The softball all-academic team of the year was Wabash Valley College with a GPA of 3.62. And this from the Idaho Fish and Game Upper Snake River news release. Even though fires are again being allowed on most department lands, users are encouraged to keep fires small and under constant observation. Regional Habitat Manager Terry Thomas said having a shovel and a bucket of water on hand would be a very good idea. Fire conditions in some areas remain a concern, so it's important that users heed the posted restrictions. For more information, contact the Upper Snake Regional Office at 208-525-7290. Major League Baseball had their All-Star game last night. National League took care of the American League 8-0 last night. And that, of course, gives the National League home field advantage for the World Series. Now, having an All-Star game decide home field advantage in a playoff or a championship game is completely ridiculous. But baseball tries to have it both ways. On one hand, Bud Selig says, you know, this game does matter, so the winner gets home field advantage in the World Series. But on the other hand, there is still one player taken from every team. Also, there's still a fan vote. So if the game really does matter, how can those two things happen? Because a fan, of course, is short for fanatic. Now, for me personally, I'm an Oakland A's fan. I think Josh Reddick had a great year. I'd vote for Josh Reddick for the All-Star team. He's hit 20 home runs this year, 65 RBIs. His average is .265. Now, of course, he's not an All-Star, but because I'm a fan, I'd vote for Josh Reddick. Now, he doesn't deserve to be in the game, but, you know, according to Bud Selig's logic, I'm a fan, I have a vote. And that brings me to my question of the day. Do All-Star games and All-Pro games really matter anymore? The NFL All-Pro game has been a complete travesty for years now. In fact, the past couple years, fans have actually booed the players on the field. The NBA All-Star game is nothing more than noon at the YMCA. Scores up in the 140s, 150s. No defense is played in the NBA All-Star game. The NHL All-Star game, there's no defense either. It's a shooting gallery against a goalie. So that leads me to my question of the day. Do All-Star games and All-Pro games need to go away? Should we just say, okay, name the All-Stars, name the All-Pros from every league, give them the paycheck they want, and call that good? Have the All-Star games outlived their usefulness? That's the poll question of the day. Do you like professional All-Star games, or is it time that they go away? Give your feedback, jeff@idahosports.com. That's jeff@idahosports.com. Love to hear your feedback on that. That'll do it for today's podcast. As I speak, I have some coaches lined up, and we'll be talking with some high school coaches from around the state. Those podcasts will begin next week, so keep it right here on IdahoSports.com. Don't forget, this podcast will be posted by 11 a.m. every morning. Have a great Wednesday.